We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today, and we certainly stand in need of your help. We do want to do this to the glory of God and to the edifying of those who are in our congregation. So we're asking for your help, we're asking for the anointing and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to be on the broadcast, bless the songs, bless the preaching of the word, and bless each heart who is listening. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be an overcomer.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Obtaining the Prize. And our text of scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it for to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway. It is impossible to overstate the glory of being an Olympic victor in antiquity. An Olympic victory was the highest honor of a mortal to obtain, and an Olympic victory shared in the divine splendor and immortality and fame of the first mythical heroes. Paul was acquainted with various activities that offered a prize or a crown, races, boxes, and so forth, boxing, of course. When he wrote the word of our text, let us consider the thought of obtaining a crown. The importance of motivation in the life of the athlete, the proper motivation is necessary to win. The successful athlete in Paul's day was not only motivated by the gold medal or wreath, but by the fame that went with it. The wreath withered in a very short time, and the fame also faded in due time, for they were corruptible crowns. That did not keep them from putting forth great effort to win. I heard someone read some information into regard to Tiger Woods, what all that he went through, his training, and what he deprived himself of as far as the normal activities of life, so that he could learn to play golf the successful way that he did. It was an amazing thing to listen to what all he did. But he did it for a corruptible crown, not an incorruptible crown. The life of the Christian, the proper motivation, is likewise necessary to win. Some people profess Christianity to please others, to ease their conscience, or for good standing in the community, and so on and so forth. That is not what enables a person to win the prize at the end of the race. An impressionable crown, a perishable crown. The crown that a Christian is laboring for is not a wreath to wear on his head. It's not some thing that he puts on a shelf somewhere. The imperishable crown that a Christian is looking for and laboring for is one that will never fade away. The crown of righteousness is what motivated Paul. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Let's look at Moses, as we referred to in the book of Hebrews. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, we read that when Moses came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I would say that Moses strove for that incorruptible crown. He could have been riding through the streets of Memphis, the capital of Egypt at that time, in the king's chariot, and people probably bowing to him. He could have had servants, but he denied all of that. He forsook the land of Egypt, and he chose to suffer affliction, yes, affliction, with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Now, you know, we need to notice what that statement says. For sin is only for a season. I don't deny that some people get fleshly pleasure out of sin, but it's only for a season. And for many young people, it's a very short season. And Moses realized this, and he knew and he realized that there was a judgment day coming, and that he was going to have to give an account for the life that he lived. He also knew that there was a day of rewarding coming, and he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God so that he might inherit or receive that incorruptible crown. Now, the importance of self-control when we think about obtaining the prize. The life of the athlete, successful athletes are temperate in all things. They watch their diet. They get the proper amount of sleep. They follow their training schedule very faithfully, often foregoing many social activities. Now, self-control means doing it even when one doesn't feel like it. Lance Armstrong is quoted as saying, "When it's pouring rain and you have to go and ride 6 hours in the mountains, there's no fun in doing that." But he did it, and then we've realized in recent times that Lance Armstrong lost all of his supposed honors that he received in supposedly winning those 7 races. So it is very fleeting indeed. But that incorruptible crown is just that. It's incorruptible. In the life of the Christian, self-control is just as necessary. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:27, a part of our text today. And let me say in passing in regard to this, Paul realized and knew that it was possible for a person to backslide. I know there are people who teach once saved, always saved, but Paul didn't teach that. He didn't believe that. For he said, "I keep under my body. Yes, I keep it under control. I keep it in subjection, lest I be a castaway, even after preaching to others." We must do some things that seem difficult. Yes, the Christian life is the only true way to live. It's the only way that you're going to have life, life eternal. But that does not change the fact that everything is going to be smooth and easy. We must do some things that seem difficult. We must still do the things even when we don't feel like it. There are things sometimes we must do even though we do not fully understand why. But we need to know that the Lord will lead us in what is right and never lead us in what is wrong. So we need to press on for the prize that's at the end of the way. Now, the importance of exercise. in the life of the athlete, long-distance runners train 10 to 20 miles a day. Yes, 10 to 20 miles a day. Gymnasts work out 8 or 9 hours a day in the gym. We must understand from the words of Paul that runners put weights on their feet while in practice. That's why the Apostle Paul said that we should lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. These who run actual little races, practicing, would put weights on their feet, on their ankles, to strengthen their muscles. But when the day came for the actual race, they would lay them aside. And we are in the real race. We are in the true race. So Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race that is set before us. In the life of the Christian, there is the need for godly exercise. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 4 and 8. Now, Paul didn't say that you didn't get any benefit from bodily exercise. It is beneficial to you physically, as long as you're moderate in it. But Paul didn't say that it wasn't any profit in it, but he said bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Examples of spiritual exercise: diligence in rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. To put the wrong meaning on the word of God means that it's no longer the word of God. It's false and it's contrary to what God has said. So diligence in rightly dividing the word of God is important in running this Christian race. Communion with the Lord in prayer is also necessary. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint, which I gather from that statement that if we do not pray, we will faint, we will fall by the wayside. To have a victorious Christian life, we must have a victorious prayer life. And what a privilege it is to be able to come to the Lord and commune with Him in prayer. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers, but His face is against those that do evil. And not only should we read the Word of God, but we should meditate upon the things of God, meditating on things worthy of virtue and worthy of praise. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Loving God with all of our heart and the saints as well is also necessary in running the Christian race. And that's what we're talking about today, obtaining the prize, crossing the finish line within side the line. Yes, in ancient times they had lines in which the runner was to stay inside of them. And if he got outside of that line, even if he crossed the finish line first, he did not win the prize. And so it is in the Christian race. There are rules that we must follow. There are guidelines. The Word of God is given to us to live by. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And one of the requirements to stay inside the line is loving God with all of our heart and loving the saints as well, loving one another with a pure heart fervently. In ancient Greece, they had 5 types of games. The Olympic Games were the most important. The prizes for these games were a wreath made from the branches of the sacred plant of the Patreon God. A second one was a laurel wreath. And the third one was the wreath was made from the celery plant. And the fourth prize was a pine wreath. And the fifth Olympic was from the olive branch. This crown was a symbolic and sacred honor and was believed to transfer mythical powers to the athlete. No wonder Paul spoke of them as corruptible crowns. For the Christian, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 5:4. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. In those who are faithful to the end, the Lord said he would give them a crown of life. 2:10. An eternal crown with eternal life. Do not you want this crown? If so, then give your heart and your life to God, if you're not a Christian today, and live the gospel out in your life day by day, and you will receive the crown of life that fadeth not away. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. Make them a blessing to each and to every one. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. We also have an archive of our broadcasts, a number of them. If you've missed any, you may download them and listen to them. And also, we invite you to join with us in our services. Sunday morning, our service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling.